Well, officially, good morning to everyone, and thank you for joining us on this Board of Directors meeting, November 18th, 9 a.m. I'd like to go to the agenda and go to item number one, Pledge of Allegiance. And Ruben, can you lead us into that, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, great. Thank you. Thank you. We'll go to item number two, which is a call of the Board of Directors. If you turn it in, please answer. Director Santana?
Present.
Director Fellow?
Here.
Director Trevino?
Here.
Director Contreras?
Present.
And Director Chavez is here as well. Let the record show that all members are present and accountable for. We'll go to item number three, and I wanted, before we move on to action on item number three, if you look at item 8F, is an item there, if we could pull that item off for future discussion. And then after that, we could take any motions to approve the agenda as presented.
So move. Motion to approve.
Okay.
I heard clarification of the motion, please. Are we? What's the motion?
Yeah, Director Chavez. So that the motion would be to approve the agenda with the exception of item F, which will be considered at a later board meeting. Is that the intent?
Yes. 8F, the WQA item.
Got it. Okay.
Okay. So moved by Contreras and seconded by Trevino. Any discussions or further changes to the agenda? If not, let's take a roll call vote. Director Santana?
Yes.
Director Fellow?
Aye.
Director Trevino?
Aye.
Director Contreras?
Yes.
Director Chavez is an aye as well. That item passes on a 5-0 vote. We'll go to item number four, public comments. Anyone wishing to speak before the Board of Directors may do so at this time. Christy Hawkins, do we have any participants for public comments?
Good morning, President Chavez. We received no public comments and no hands are raised at this time. Thank you.
Okay, excellent. We'll go to item number five, 5A, which is the Water Sense Award presentation. So I believe Patty might take that one over.
Yeah. Let's have Patty take that one.
Good morning, President Chavez and fellow directors. This morning we have joining us Ms. Veronica Blett. She's the chief of the Water Sense branch of the EPA Office of Wastewater Management. And Veronica is here today to present to us the 2020 EPA Water Sense Award. So welcome, Veronica.
Thank you. Good morning, President Chavez and fellow directors of the board. As Patty said, I'm Veronica Bloody. I'm the manager of the US EPA's Water Sense program. And at WaterSense, we are focused on helping consumers find simple ways to save water through the use of more water-efficient products, practices, and professionals. My spokesgal, Flo here, and I are happy to be able to join you here from Washington, D.C. with some good news. But hopefully you're familiar with WaterSense. I want to emphasize a couple of points. We operate as a voluntary partnership program, and our partners include the manufacturers who make the products, the retailers who sell them, and promotional partners. And amongst the promotional partners, I consider the water utilities and departments to be our most critical promotional partners because they're on the front lines of communicating with consumers. So much of our programming is focused on working with them and giving them the tools they need to make their jobs easier. We have more than 2,000 partners across the country, including 144 local government and utility partners in California, and they have helped us to save more than 4.4 trillion gallons of water and 87 billion in consumer bills since 2006. So one of the highlights of my year is the annual recognition of our Partners of the Year. And these are partners who have gone above and beyond our expectation in promoting the program. This year we had 29 awards, which we normally would have presented in the first week of October at the Water Smart Innovations Conference in Las Vegas. With COVID-19, had other things in mind, and so I'm very happy to join you here today to recognize the Upper District with the WaterSense Partner of the Year Award. This is your second Partner of the Year Award, and it shows that you are succeeding across the board, from educating consumers to promoting labeled products to taking advantage of strategic collaborations. As a small voluntary program working to help consumers save water, energy, and money, we need to rely on the efforts of many others to help us spread the word about WaterSense. And in 2019, the district stepped up in a big way by engaging in all of our consumer campaigns, there's the award, and connecting with consumers via social media and at your WaterFest and other local events. I appreciated how you have used many of our graphics in your social media. It's always nice to see our tools in use. It's money well spent. And I really enjoyed seeing the examples of how you've made use of our promotional label to raise awareness by transforming it into a selfie stick. Because of that, I have the feeling that folks in your area might have greater awareness of our label than in other areas of the country. In addition to the great work you did in providing incentives for labeled products, there were a few other things in your application that stood out for me, because they showed how you leveraged WaterSense as a springboard in your own programming. The first is how you took our Fix a Leak Week campaign and used it as a centerpiece for workshops that reached audiences that many campaigns typically don't reach: Mandarin speakers and the commercial sector. We have been working with your staff to take some of those translated materials and share them with our other partners. I was also pleased to see how you promoted the irrigation professionals who have been certified by WaterSense-able programs. I know that it can be tricky for units of local government to recommend specific contractors, so it was good to see how you navigated that by pointing to the professionals trained by our labeled programs. Finally, while it was clear that the Upper District Water Conservation Program activities and outreach provide a great benefit to your water retailers, it is nice to see that you are also encouraging them to become WaterSense partners on their own. I think we have about close to half of your retailers so far, and we look forward to seeing more of them take advantage of the program in the future. So as you can see, I am excited about the Upper District's activities. You can be proud of your efforts and the commitment of all of your agency staff working on water efficiency. I look forward to seeing what you have in store for the future. Again, congratulations and best wishes for more achievements. Thank you very much for letting me join you here today.
Thank you. And congratulations to the board and staff. Well done. Thank you, Veronica.
Welcome.
Do we have any questions for Veronica, since we have her from the board? Any questions? If not, well, again, thank you for joining us, Veronica. So I have to ask you a quick question. I noticed your background. You have some bobbleheads. So who's your favorite sports memorabilia folks up there?
I do, and I have more at home even. The Washington Nationals.
Yes.
Last year's world champions. So.
Yes. Well, we'll send you a Dodger bobblehead. I think they won a championship lately.
So. Yeah. You guys, I had to wish you congratulations. My aunt lives down in Newport Coast, and she was very happy to see them win. So.
How about a Laker one?
And a Lakers.
And a Lakers one? Yeah, that's true.
City of Champions. Well, again, thank you. I'm excited that the district not only got to win last year, but it makes it special that it wasn't a fluke. We actually won two years in a row. So we'll try again next year as well.
Yeah, definitely not a fluke. We look forward. Like I said, I know this year has been very challenging with COVID and probably affected a lot of your programming. But we look forward to seeing how utilities really thought creatively about how to overcome some of those obstacles.
Absolutely. Thank you. Well, thank you for being our special guest this morning. Have a good day. Thank you. With that, then we'll go to item 5B, which is honoring another special person. Tom, do you want to begin with that?
Yeah, so next on the agenda under action items, the board will consider a resolution commending the outstanding service of Director Al Contreras, not only on the Upper District Board, but years of service in the utility industry and on other water boards in the San Gabriel Valley. And we felt like this would be an excellent opportunity for the the board members, you can certainly do it now or when we adopt or consider adoption of the resolution on the next agenda item, conveying your thanks and appreciation to Director Contreras.
Well, let's go to, if we could just skip to that item, and that is on 8B, correct?
Correct.
8B. So if there's no objection, okay, 8A, that's right. So if there are no objections to the board, can we dispense with item number 8A so we can properly recognize our colleague?
So is there a motion? Director Trevino, so move.
Second.
Okay, good. It's been moved by Trevino, seconded by Fellows, that we approve resolution number 11-2613, honoring and commemorating the outstanding services of Alfonso Al Contreras, the Upper San Diego Valley Municipal Water District Board member. So let's please take a vote first, and then we'll go to the presentation, should it pass, of course. Let's go roll call vote to Director Santana.
Yes.
Director Fellow.
Aye.
Director Trevino.
Yes.
Director Contreras.
Abstain.
you want to I vote? You can vote for yourself.
Sure.
Okay. That makes me wonder too. If I vote no, do you get to stay on as well? But I'll vote yes, so it passes unanimously 5-0. So congratulations. And then let's go back to our presentation on 5D. Mr. Love.
Yes, just give me a moment here.
Okay.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to read the resolution because it really gives the highlights of Al's public service. Al has served on a Director Contreras, excuse me, has served as a member of the board of Upper District for a total of 12 years, two consecutive terms, 2003 to 2010, and again, the present term, 2017 to 2020. Director Contreras has served honorably, provided exceptional leadership to the residents of Division 4 of Upper District, representing the cities of Covina, West Covina, Irwindale, portions of Azusa, Baldwin Park, and Glendora. He served in various leadership positions on the Upper District Board, serving as Secretary Treasurer, President and Vice President, Chair of the Admin and Finance Committee, Vice Chair of the Water Resources and Facilities Management Committee. Director Contreras also held appointments to the Maine San Gabriel Basin Water Master and the San Gabriel Basin Water Quality Authority, and has served us very well on the Association of California Water Agencies, JPIA Board, for a number of years. Director Contreras has been a strong advocate for fiscal accountability and transparency in advancing Upper District's mission of meeting the region's need for reliable and high quality and affordable water. Director Contreras, during his tenure at Upper District, worked tirelessly with his board colleagues in meeting the agency's strategic goals of water reliability, financial integrity, governance, and community engagement. He has earned the esteem of his peers for his exceptional management, professionalism, and passion for the water industry, as demonstrated through his tenure. So I want to personally thank you, Director Contreras. I've always enjoyed our conversations, and we certainly wish you well in the future.
Thank you. Any comments from fellow directors before I turn it over to Director Contreras? Tony Pello?
I'd like to. I just want to congratulate Al for his many years of service. And I was talking to Clara the other day about how many years I've known your family, which is a good family. Maria Sweet, more than 40 years. And Anna, it's been a good friend, and Henry, and just wonderful people. And I thank you for all your service, Al. And I'm not going to say goodbye because you come back. So hope to see you again soon. Thank you for everything.
Thank you, Tony.
And then we'll go to no particular order. Does anybody, Director Santana?
I also wanted to say thank you. It's been a pleasure the past couple of years, and I've certainly learned a lot from you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jennifer.
Director Trevino?
Yes, thank you, President Chavez. I've known Al for quite a number of years. I remember when he ran for the first time for upper district, and we were at the LA Register Recorder's office filing, putting our paperwork together. And I supported him then, and I'm supporting him now. I think he's done a great job. He does read the agenda, and he's fiscally conservative, and I respect that. And so he's going to be missed, but he won't be gone that long. He'll be around, even if I have to go to Arizona to visit him. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank
Here
you.
Here now, Charles. I have an open room.
Thank you.
I just wanted to say, too, I've known Al for a long time. He did what President Grover Cleveland did. He won, sat out a term, and then came back and won again. And but no one's ever done it three times. So if you could do that, that would be amazing. But just wanted to say, as well as your family, I know, you know, your wife is an angel to all of us. Your sister, Maria Contreras-Sweet, who I work with in Sacramento. At the time, it was Gray Davis was governor, and she worked in the cabinet as a secretary of transportation, and I was a state assembly member at the time. We got to do a lot of events together, but probably one of the nicest events was when we opened up the 210 freeway. So the 210 freeway stopped right on around the 57 freeway right there off Foothill. The freeway ended. It did not go all the way to San Bernardino as it does now. And once they completed that freeway, we had a ceremony there, and we got to walk on the freeway and then drive with old antique vehicles on there before it was opened up to the public. And that was a wonderful ceremony with your sister and I, and obviously with other dignitaries as well. But you personally have been a tremendous friend and ally, and we've been through a lot of battles, and we'll probably continue to go through a lot more battles together. Most of the time we won. This time it wasn't the case, but you have a good life. You have a good wife. You have good people around you, and you're not going to go away. And I know that you're going to still participate in the community because you love the people around you, and that's commendable. So with that, congratulations, and hope to see you soon. And sir, you have the floor.
Thank you, Ed. And we're elected by the people, and I think in this time the people have spoken. It's not the first time I lost, and it probably will never be the last time that I lose. Again, the people choose us. It is not necessarily what we know. As I mentioned 20-some years ago, we're running a race, just like we did in high school, and it becomes a popularity vote. So I take it, respect it. I'm wishing Katie the best. Hopefully she carries on the tradition. And everyone, especially staff, whoever's listening or whoever's not, I thank you for your support, your great work. That's what made Upper District great. It wasn't so much us. I've always given the credit to the staff, the employees, because they make us look good. And I'm hoping that that tradition continues. And like, so I'm going to be on timeout for about a year. I wish this COVID-19 would end so I can take out the motorhome, clean it up, and travel the United States if that was possible. But waiting and pending on what's going to happen, I don't know. But my motorhome is ready to go. If not, I have plenty of timeshares and plenty of days, weeks, and months that I can use. So I'll be busy doing the things I'm enjoying doing, and that's playing pickleball and tennis. People are asking me when I'm going to start entering the tournaments now that my calendar has opened. And we'll see. And as all of you know, I had a scares about 4 years ago. So that's a time out for me, and time will tell whether I choose to run again or maybe I'm enjoying what I'm doing and have no regrets. And again, Katie, if you're listening, I'm wishing you the best. I know I haven't congratulated you. Oh, from my heart, whatever you guys did, you did an awesome campaign. I've never been beaten by that type of percentage point. Whatever happened. I don't know. I don't care. I don't know whether you guys spent $10 or $100,000. I never got the 460s. And it's fine. So, Jennifer, congratulate Katie for me. I think I seen her one time at one of our Solar Cup events, but I don't think personally we got to talk to each other, and wishing her the best. And thank you, President Chavez. Tony Fellows, thank you. Charles Trevino, Jennifer, thank you. And I'm around if you want to talk to me, and I won't charge for the meetings. Thank you very much, and have a great day.
Thank you. Any other comments out there that wish to say to Director Contreras?
If I could add, Al, it's been great working with you. You know that. We have a great relationship, and I hope to stay in touch with you. I love working with you. You've done a great job. You're a great representative of the community and of the water industry, and you've always, always tried to learn whatever you could about what was going on to make sure you talked intelligently as an expert about water in the San Gabriel Valley. So I really appreciate that. Thank you.
Thank you, Steve.
Thank you.
Director Chavez, if I could just, yeah. I wanted to kind of echo some of Steve Johnson's comments. Director Contreras, it's really been a privilege to serve and represent the districts that you've been on. And you always bring a real sense of certainly a fiscal responsibility and a curious mind to every issue. And you ask good questions, and you really, dig into things in a very admirable way. And it's really been a pleasure serving for you the last couple of years. So, thanks again for all your input over the years, and best of luck moving forward.
Thank you, Steve.
Thank you. Anyone else? If not, I'll close.
Sorry for the interruption, President Chavez, but we do have a special video that we would like to play for Director Contreras.
Oh, okay, great. Let's go.
Good morning. I'm State Senator Susan Rubio. It is my honor to be here today to recognize Vice President Alfonso Al Contreras. I want to take a moment of privilege to say thank you, Al Contreras, for all your years of service and dedication, not only you, but your wonderful wife, Marie Contreras, who I've come to know and respect. I want to honor you today on behalf of the California State Senate. I hope you have your certificate, which reads, on behalf of the California State Senate, it is my honor to recognize you and present you with this certificate for all your contributions and dedication as an exceptional leader. First elected to the Upper San Gabriel Municipal Water District in 2002, serving for a total of 12 years, your exceptional achievements and invaluable contributions to the San Gabriel Valley community has significantly contributed to the well-being of our region. Thank you for your leadership. We will miss you, and we hope that you continue to serve.
Thank you, Senator Rubio.
Great. Do we have any other special comments, Patty?
No, that was it.
Okay.
And Director Contreras, we do have your certificate, so we'll make sure that you get that along with the others that we have for you.
Okay. And with that, let me just close. And somebody asked me, how is it going to be without having Al on the board? And my first thought was, we're all going to have to pay attention a little bit more, because you kept the district in check, and like I said, that responsibility now falls on the rest of us. So congratulations. And then your name, you share a name of a famous person. whose house I just went by about a month ago. So Alfonso Al Capone was from Chicago area. I don't know if you know that. He has a home or had a home in Fontana. Got the letter C on the chimney. And it's a landmark out there, and of course it's well protected home, so it's visible by the street. I got to go by it, and if you ever need a place to stay, I guess the family will probably gladly invite you in.
We have the same initials.
Yeah, whether you get out or not, that's a different issue. But again, congratulations. Take care.
Thank you, President Chavez.
Sure. Let's continue on the agenda. Item number six, committee reports. We have three reports with us. We have the Government Affairs, Administration and Finance, and Water Resources. And the respective reports are in our packet for our review. But if any chairperson wishes to add or make any comments to their committees, may do so at this time. Hearing no comments, then we will continue on item number seven, which is consent calendar. We have three items, A, B, and C. So they're the minutes, they're the list of demands, and financial reports. Do I have a motion to approve those consent calendar items?
So moved.
Second by Director Contreras.
It's been moved by Director Bello, seconded by Contreras to approve the consent calendar as presented. All those in favor, we'll take a roll call vote. Director Santana?
Aye.
Director Pello?
Aye.
Director Trevino?
Aye.
Director Contreras?
Aye.
And Director Chavez is also an aye. That item passes on a 5-0 vote. And then we'll go to item number 8, which is action items. We dispensed already with item 8A. Now we'll go to 8B, which is approve the resolution number 112614, honoring and commemorating the outstanding services of Margarita Vargas from the Valley County Water District Board of Directors. So is there a motion to approve?
So moved. Second.
It's been moved by Trevino, seconded by Fellows. Any comments? If not, let's go ahead and take a roll call vote. Director Santana?
Yes.
Director Pello?
Aye.
Director Trevino?
Aye.
Director Contreras?
Aye.
And myself, I also vote aye. That passes 5-0. Tom or Patty, do we have anything special to say about this young lady here? Margarita Vargas.
Yes, we certainly do. But first, I would like to give Margarita an opportunity. She is on and unmuted. If she would like to share anything with the board about her public service.
Hi.
Welcome.
Good morning. First, I just want to say thank you for that. And you know, I enjoy my 13 years of service at the Valley County Water District. I met a lot of people. And, you know, like Al said, people is the one that vote and decided they needed somebody younger. But I just hope that I can still see you, all of you. I'm glad my son is that one that took me out. But I'm glad that I know that he's going to do a good job. So thank you, everybody.
So it's kind of ironic that you brought him in this world and then he took you out in the election, huh?
Uh-huh. But it's good. It's better than anybody else.
Absolutely. Directors, any comments?
Yeah, Mr. President, I'd like to say I've enjoyed Margarita very much. I've known her family for so many years. I think you too, Mr. President, Fidel Vargas, who is a big mayor of Baldwin Park, and her son, Javier, just a wonderful family. And I'm going to miss her, and hope to see her more often. And good luck to you, Marguerite.
Thank you. Any other comments?
I do, Mr. President, if I may.
Yes, please.
Margarita, felicidades. You will not be missing too much. I know you like to express your opinion just like I do. And we'll be seeing each other in Ballpark, touching the same people that we meet. So wishing you the best and felicidades.
Thank you.
Director Santana.
Thank you, Mr. President. Margarita, it was really a pleasure to see you. I know, I remember the first time I met you and, you know, before we had this whole distance thing, seeing you at our committee meetings and at the Valley County meetings. And I look forward to seeing you around the community.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any other comments? If not, I just want to say it was a pleasure working with you, and I had to explain to my wife when I met with you that I didn't have a alcoholic problem, because I always used to, she always asked where I was going. I was going to say, I'm having a margarita. But it's great to always work with you, your family, your board. You have a wonderful community there, and wish you the best.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you. We'll continue on the agenda with item 8C, which is adopt the long-range financial plan, reserve policies, and debt management policy. There was a recommendation by the Administrative and Finance Committee to approve. And Tom, do you want to give us a brief comment on this?
Yeah, so this item has been discussed at length with the Administrative and Finance Committee to review the long-range finance plan, reserve policy, and debt management policy. Very pleased with the outcome of that. And based on the committee's recommendation, staff recommendation, request at this time, certainly happy to answer any questions, but recommend that the board consider approval.
Is there a motion?
Approval from Trevino.
Second, fellow.
Thank you. It's a motion by Trevino, seconded by Dr. Fellow to approve item 8C. Any further comments or discussion? If not, let's take a roll call vote. Director Santana?
Aye.
Director Fellow?
Aye.
Director Trevino?
Aye.
Director Contreras?
Aye.
Director Chavez is also aye. It passes on a 5-0 vote. And we will continue with item 8D, which is approve the compensation and benefits of the survey results. Tom, do you want to take the lead on that?
Yeah, and so this has also been reviewed by the Administrative and Finance Committee. There were a couple of comments made and some slight adjustments were made. And staff feels it is ready for approval. I do want to say on this item and the next item, we do have a closed session listed on the agenda if the board did want to have any conversation regarding the employee compensation survey in closed session. We can certainly do that. Otherwise, staff is recommending approval of the resolution adopting the salary ranges as presented.
So move from Trevino.
Second.
The move by Trevino, seconded by Santana. Any further discussion on this item?
Yes, I do, Mr. President, if I may.
Yes.
The survey results also mentions the AGM. I would like to eliminate the AGM survey because we will not be having an AGM, so there's no reason to have that in that particular item at this time. And then there's also another one that I'll be doing the very same request on the organizational chart, and I believe it's in the next agenda item. So okay. My request would be, yes, this been moved in second. However, the survey itself, just deleting the survey of the AGM position, because I would like to eliminate it, as I was discussed in prior meeting, that the AGM position will not be needed in the next 4 or 5 years.
So is that an amendment to my motion, Director Contreras?
If you so choose to, yes.
So let's get a clarification from Mr. Love before we proceed. Mr. Love?
Yeah, so certainly there is no intent to fill the AGM chief engineer position upon Robert's retirement. However, the resolution as presented in the discussion with the committee is these salary ranges take effect July 1st, 2020. As such, that position is currently occupied, and the resolution does need to include the range for that position. Otherwise, we will have some problems with California PERS. So I recommend that that position not be removed from this salary survey, and certainly at a future board meeting, a new resolution can be adopted eliminating that salary range from the employee salary ranges. But for the time being, since that position is currently occupied, that range does need to remain in effect, at least until the position is vacant.
Mr. President?
Yes.
If that's the case, then can we table that item and the next item so we can eliminate it? Because it's going to need to be done. So if I'm 2 weeks shy of it, let's bring it back. There's no rush to take action on that item, the next two items then. Let's bring it back in December. Then because at that time, there would be no reason not to accept it.
Well, after hearing Mr. Love, I think we need to move forward with this action item and then bring it back, as you said, in December to remove the position itself. But since we have a pending employee that's going to be effective retroactive, I think we need to move forward with that. So if you want to stick with your motion as a substitute motion or as amendment, I'll be happy to accept that. And if so, is there a second to Contreras's recommendation?
The table one more meeting. So the next, then it would be in line with following through.
Okay.
Well, if I may, Mr. President.
Yes.
We can always amend the organizational chart and eliminate that position in the future.
Yes.
Can't we?
Yes.
Yeah, Mr. President, I'd offer that the chart is a list of employees. It doesn't require that you hire an assistant general manager merely because the that position is included in the ranges. So I think you're okay to go ahead today. And I'd recommend you do that based upon general manager's comments.
Absolutely. So if there's no second to Contreras's amendment or Director Trevino is not accepting it as part of his motion, then we will dispense with your suggestion and then go to the main motion, which is to approve the salary survey as presented. So let's go ahead and take a vote on that. Director Santana?
Aye.
Director Fellow?
Aye.
Director Trevino?
Aye.
And Director Contreras?
No.
Director Chavez? Is yes. So that passes 4-1, and that dispenses with that item. Let's continue on, and the next item is 8E, which is the general manager's performance. So we have closed session available for us, and I would like to go into closed session towards the end of the meeting to discuss that item, and then we can come out and take any action or no action on 8E, if that's okay. So we're going to just skip forward, if no objection. Okay. So we'll jump to item 9, which is informational items. You have three items there, your press releases, newspaper articles, and letters regarding appointments with Gloria Gray as our MWD chair. That information is there for you to peruse at your own leisure. We'll go to item number 10, which is the attorney's report. Mr. O'Neill.
Yeah, a few brief items, Mr. Chair. Since the last meeting, we've done some work concerning some of the board appointments concerning WQA, Watermaster, worked on some of the closed session items that are on today concerning compensation and the general manager's contract. Also worked on a filling station agreement and the three-way agreement with CalAm. also working with staff on a Public Records Act request from an agency called Transparent California. That concludes my attorney report.
Any questions for our attorney directors? If not, we'll move to item number 11, engineer's report. Mr. Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. President, and the board. And good morning to everybody. I have a fairly short report. I'll let you know the Baldwin Park Key Well, recently measured on the 13th of November, was measured at 199.9. So it just dropped under our sort of magic 200-foot elevation mark. It did drop 3/10 of a foot from the prior week, so we were getting close. Historical low, I'll remind everyone, the historical low was back in 2018 at 169.4. So we're right at the 200 mark. There is water being put into the spreading ground, so we're going to see recovery. And clearly we're hopefully headed for some local rain and local runoff that'll keep us above the 200 mark. But that's where we are right now. That key well elevation is a decrease of about 1.3 feet from just the prior month, which represents about 100,000 acre feet. From a year ago, it's about 12 feet, which represents about 100,000 acre feet. We currently still have about almost 200,000 acre feet in cyclic storage between all the different accounts, including the resource development assessment that's there to supplement local water. So we're in pretty good shape there. Inflow into San Gabriel has been very steady at about 25 to 30 CFS for the last 3 or 4 weeks. So that's good news that we're still seeing inflow this late in the year, and I don't think it's a result of the rain. I think it's just residual inflow from the watershed, and as soon as we get some rain, we should see some more inflow and start filling our reservoirs back up in the canyons. In the canyon right now, we're only at about 18% capacity. There's about a little over 15,000 acre feet in total storage up in the San Gabriel Canyon. It's about right for this time of year because they always try to bring it down to minimum pool, making space for inflow should we get some rainfall. As you all know, there was a pretty significant fire in our watershed. It burned well over 50% of the watershed for San Gabriel Canyon. We did get some information on a replenishment coordinating call from the county yesterday. The question was asked about that, and there are serious concerns that the county has about the sediment loading that we may see coming into Cogswell should we get significant rainfall. The sediment loading is about 1.5 million tons of sediment in Cogswell now that they have. It's in a maintenance program. They expect that it could possibly double if we get a significant rainfall this year. So there are concerns. The county's looking at it, getting prepared for it. Any questions about that fire, it will have effects upon on the runoff we'll have this year from the rainfall. So I mentioned about 15,000 acre feet total storage. Minimum pool is about 11 or 12,000. There is a little water up there that will likely be released to Committee of Nine for direct users, but effectively we won't see any water coming out of that canyon for groundwater replenishment. Import of water to the basin, really no deliveries in October. We are on now. There is a cyclic storage deliver taking place. General Manager Tom Love. Tom presented last night at the Resources and Facilities Committee meeting that we expect that to operate pretty much through the end of November. It's in order of about 10,000 acre feet. So as I mentioned, that'll help our key well elevation. So we will see water running down the river and into the spreading grounds, which is good news. Rainfall, we had a little bit of rain. Putting Stone Station about 2/10 keeps us down around 10% of normal for right now. Los Angeles had a little over 1/10 of an inch, which for them is, again, about 10% of what our normal is for this time of year. So we are behind on rainfall, so hopefully we'll see some rain. I know there's a storm right now in Northern California. The Sierras are expecting snow. I don't think it's not expected to come clear south, so I doubt we're going to see anything from that particular storm. Water quality, we always like to report the water quality testing that's done in the basin. In October, there were 43 wells sampled under the Title 22 program, DDW, the Health Department program. In September, under the same program, 23 wells were sampled. We received no new notices of wells shut down due to water quality. So that's the water quality situation. I will let you know, and you know, we've provided reports before, and I know Tom Love has provided reports. The PFAS situation, it's not urgent right now, and it's not urgent in the basin. We are doing testing in the basin as directed by DDW. There are specific directed testing requirements for specific water agencies and specific wells in the basin. We are seeing some impacts. Most of the PFAS we're seeing is occurring in areas where we already have treatment facilities cleaning up groundwater for other contaminants, and in most cases those treatment facilities also address PFAS, so we don't see a big issue there. We are seeing some outliers a little bit in Arcadia, some in Monrovia, where they're having to take a close look at the sampling results and whether or not new treatment may be required, and we're working on some of that. I think that's it. I will give you an update on water delivered so far this fiscal year, July 1, and our delivery is expected through the end of the month, November 30. About 13,000 acre feet of imported water through the end of the month, counting the delivery we're doing right now. Local water is almost 26,000 acre feet, so roughly almost 40,000 acre feet since July 1 delivered to our basin. Three valleys may be requesting, we believe they're going to request the delivery imported water, a little less than 3,000 acre feet. That may occur in December. I think that's it. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you, Stephen. So is there any questions from the board of directors?
Yes, Mr. President, I do have a question.
Yes, please go ahead.
So with, you know, with this wildfire, and you know, kind of messing up the water flows, has this happened before, and what does that look like?
Yes, it has happened before, and I don't know. There's a lot of different explanations, some of them being climate change and all that, but it seems recently in the last 10 or 12 years, it's happened several times in our watershed. This one might be the worst because this one really went up over the clear over the top of the watershed and on the over the other side into Antelope Valley on the other side of San Gabriel Mountains. Yes, it's happened before. There's a lot of different sides to that discussion. It's healthy to burn the watershed and regrow. That's always healthy, and people certainly say that. We'd like to do it under more controlled circumstances. This certainly wasn't controlled. The downside of it is that you lose the protection of your watershed, and that's the sediment that runs off with the water. With the vegetation there, it tends to hold it in place. When you get the runoff with all the sediment, you do see mudslides. You see a lot of debris coming down, and it can cause certainly flood damage. And then, as I mentioned earlier, that sediment that comes down and ends up in our reservoirs, not only does it cause water quality concerns in our reservoirs with all that sediment in there, but it also fills up the bottom of our reservoir, which reduces our capacity in the future to save water and store water on future storms. So it becomes a serious maintenance issue because it is very expensive to try to dredge that sediment out of those of our reservoirs that we use for flood control and water conservation. It becomes very expensive to dredge that sediment and then place it somewhere in the back of the watershed, which the county does a very good job. There's two sides of all of that. There's environmentalists on the sides that say, the truck traffic, the methods that are used to dredge that sediment are environmentally insensitive. They cause problems. And the other side is we're trying to create space for conserving our local water supplies when they run off to conserve them in the reservoirs. So there's a battle going back always on that. But we are on the side, honestly, we're on the side of both of them. Certainly it needs to be done environmental friendly, but we absolutely need to keep our capacity to conserve our local water. As everybody knows, droughts happen. We've got droughts throughout Southern California. We need to be able to conserve every bit of local water we can in those reservoirs, because if we can't conserve it, it goes clear to the ocean. We have other facilities downstream that we can use, but they fill up. And when we don't, when we lose capacity to store those floodwaters, they go to the ocean, and then we need to get water from another source, which, as we all know, is very expensive. So yeah, the county is on top of this. Reforestation, they'll be working on reforestation right away. They'll also be looking at barriers to try to keep the sediment out of the reservoirs and try to control all this. But it really will depend on how intense the storms are, what the impacts are going to be to our watershed and to our sediment load in our reservoirs.
Thanks.
You bet.
Thank you. Thank you. Any other questions for our engineer?
Yeah, Mr. President, I just wanted to say this. I'm in the area of the Bobcat fire, and I really thank God they don't use PFAS, because in this area in Arcadia, it's just a constant. It's black outside every day, immense black, and I can imagine what it's doing to the reservoirs. You know, it's not holding anything. So, and it's just constant. You know, you have to use the hose, get it off.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, I have one kind of comment, echoing Steve Johnson's comments. I've just been reading this book. Some of you may be familiar with by John McPhee, called The Control of Nature, which has a whole chapter on the San Gabriels and the debris flows that Steve was referring to. Yeah. It's an older book. It's from 1989, but it's a very interesting study of the San Gabriel Mountains and their relationship to the water supply and the fire dangers they propose. So if anybody wants a copy of it, let me know, and I'll get some of that chapter copied and distributed.
Yeah. I would love to have.
I'll do so, Steve. I'll send it out to the whole board.
I would love it. Thank you, Steve.
Okay, great. Thank you. With that, we'll go ahead and continue our meeting. And on the agenda next is item number 12, our general manager's report. Mr. Lowe.
Yeah, so thank you, Steve. You covered some of the items I wanted to discuss. Certainly the current USG3 wet water delivery that will be going on through the end of the month. And that is a result of some late orders that came into Watermaster and was approved at the Watermaster Board in November. So not only has that enabled sufficient funding to meet the Metropolitan Purchase Agreement from their cyclic account, but there's also some additional orders for producer cyclic storage, some of which we will take out of the Met Cyclic account, and some of which we're doing the wet water delivery, and all those will be a imported water sale from Upper District. So that's good news. The other thing, you've got my written report, but I did want to highlight, and I'm going to ruin if you could put my screen up. So I want to recognize the service of Robert Tock. As the board knows, Robert is retiring at the end of this month, and it's very short, but I will read to you. In honor of 3 years of service with Upper San Gabriel Valley Municipal Water District and subsequent retirement following 27 years in the water industry and 6 years of active duty with the Army Corps of Engineers, Board of Directors expresses their appreciation for your service, outstanding service to the district. So congratulations, Robert, on your retirement. This will be Robert's last board meeting.
Congratulations, sir. Did we have any comments from him, or are we moving on?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I had to find the mute button, but thank you. And I want to thank each of the board members. It's been a pleasure. It's been a very quick engagement. 3 years goes by so quickly. But great place to work. And certainly wants to thank Tom Love for his support and staff, and thank you to the board once again.
Thank you. Congratulations. And thank you for all you've done for us. Any other comments from any directors or staff?
Yeah, President Chavez, I'd like to also thank Robert for his service. And it was really a pleasure for Claire and me to get to know your wife and you. And we wish you the very best in retirement. Thank you.
Thank you. With that, we'll go ahead and move on to item number 13, Metropolitan Report. So that report's in the packet. Mr. Trevino, Director Trevino, do you need to add anything to your report?
No, I think we had a very good presentation yesterday on water policy.
But as you said, the report's in the packet. And Tom, is there anything you want to add to what you said yesterday?
Yeah, so just a report on the previous board meeting and a very significant action that's very important for the San Gabriel Valley. The Metropolitan Board did vote to continue their efforts on the Regional Recycled Water Project and approve funding for the environmental planning work, some modifications to their agreements with the LA County Sanitation District, and funding for the National Water Research Institute, who is doing some scientific studies related to direct potable reuse. So that was a huge milestone and very important for the San Gabriel Valley. In addition, at their upcoming board meeting, the Metropolitan Water District Board will consider a similar action related to the Delta Conveyance Project. And this would be funding for their share of the funding with the other state water contractors for the planning and environmental work related to the single tunnel Delta Conveyance Project. And so that's also very significant. I did talk to Director Trevino earlier today, and we were wondering if the board so desires, prior to the Metropolitan Board meeting, you may want to consider having a special board meeting. Our next board meeting will not occur until the day after the December Met board meeting. But if this board would like to have a discussion and a presentation for Metropolitan staff on the Delta Conveyance, we certainly can see if we can arrange that and get that on the schedule.
And I concur with Tom. I think it's an important informational item that really should come to this board. And it will be with us for quite a while on this Delta Conveyance. So I'd like to have the board keep abreast of that. So I would definitely recommend that.
Okay, so on that note, Mr. Love, can you set a special board meeting for that one topic?
Yeah, we certainly can. I would recommend we keep it on a Wednesday as our normal board meeting and do it on December 2nd, Wednesday, December 2nd, at the same time, 9 a.m.
Okay, so we'll go ahead and do that, and we'll notify the board as soon as the agenda's been adopted.
I think, Mr. President, I would like to know the board's, feelings on this and how they want me to proceed with that item on the met agenda. So it would be nice to get some feedback from my colleagues. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you. Anything else on your Metropolitan report, item number 13?
I have nothing else, sir.
Okay. And we'll continue on.
I do have a question, Mr. President, if I may.
Oh, yes, please.
Comment on, so this presentation, is this going to be from a Metropolitan point of view? What they're planning on doing in the Delta, or what exactly is the special meeting going to be?
So right, primarily it will be focused on the action that the Metropolitan Board will be asked to consider in December. Specifically on that, with some background information on the status of the project and the future schedule and future actions that may come up on the project. My intent would be to ask staff or Metropolitan to make that presentation. I could certainly work through some of the issues, but they are much more well-versed on that. And so my intent would be to ask someone from Metropolitan Water District to present that information to our board.
And what's the intent after the meeting? What's the purpose of the?
I think the purpose, if I may, Mr. President, the purpose would be to make sure the board has information on some of the scenarios that are being presented to the Met board, and gets some direction from our board, from my colleagues, as to where we want to go with this. And I think the more information this board has, our board, from Metropolitan, and you'll see some of the scenarios that are being presented to us, I think that will help us proceed in the direction my board wants me to go into.
Thank you.
Okay. So with that, we'll dispense with item number 13 and go to item number 14, which is Water Quality Authority Report. That is in the packet. To be added. Item number 15 is Water Master Report. That's also in the packet. Does anything need to be added with our two representatives? I see head shaking no, so we'll continue on item number 16, AB 1234, compliance reports. That's in our packet. Does anybody need to add to that? With COVID going on, there's not too much to add to that. Item number 17, director's comments. And just to remind everyone that we will be going into closed session as well, but let's go ahead and do item 17, director's comments, and we'll start off with Director Santana.
Thank you. I just one last thank you to Contreras and Robert Talk for the time that we have spent together on this board.
Thank you. We'll go ahead and go to Dr. Fellow.
Just wanted to echo what Jennifer just said, and it's been a pleasure to work with both of you, and I wish you both well, and I hope to see you. Keep in touch. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll go to Director Torino.
Yes, ditto for me also on what was said by my colleagues. Thank you.
Okay. And then Director Contreras, your last director's comments.
I'm good.
Oh, I thought you were in Arizona already.
I am.
Oh, that's right, you are. All right. Thank you. And then my comments, I want to, you know, again, thank Mr. Talk and as well as Al Contreras for their service, and, of course, Margarita Vargas for her service as well. We're losing some good people. Just be assured that we have some good people with us that will continue your legacy and your wishes for the district and the community to be served well. On a personal note, I just wanted to thank Director Fellows, Director Trevino, and Director Contreras for your support and congratulating me on my reelection. This was my fourth term to the board. I only got 77% of the votes. I'm going to try a lot harder next time. But having served 33 years in office so far has been a great joy and something that's never taken for granted. Like Contreras said, the people are the bosses, and I really appreciate their support as well. And then on another note, I've been spending a lot of time in San Bernardino lately helping out a former colleague of mine in the state legislature, Joe Baca Jr. He ran for the Board of Supervisors in San Bernardino and won. It was an incredible win because they put about $1.5 million against him. Wow. And it was hit piece after hit piece after hit piece. And he won by 60% of the vote. After he won, he hired a chief of staff immediately, right after the election. Luckily for me, it was me. So I'll be working with him and his office for the next couple of years. In fact, it was approved by the Board of Supervisors just yesterday, my contract, so I'm officially on a board. Although he doesn't get sworn in until December 7th, the board allows the chief of staff and an executive secretary to work 45 days prior to his installation. So I'm working on his transition team, and he's been working really close to other water agencies in San Bernardino. And so I'm going to get a different perspective of what's going on in different areas with regards to water, and I think that will be important to our district as well. So with that, I just wanted to thank everyone once again and look at item number 18, which is future agenda items. Is there any items that need to be brought up other than the special meeting that's going to be before us?
Yes, Mr. President, I do have one. I'd like the board to consider the possible suspension of the car allowance that we have for our compensation in this era of COVID to be discussed at a future meeting.
Okay. So noted. We'll have Tom take care of that. And then we'll go to item number 19, Mr. O'Neill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. We do have a closed session as identified on item 19, conference with legal counsel pursuant to Government Code Section 54957, performance evaluation of the general manager. And also note that we still will convene after the closed session. We still have one action item, I believe, 8E, that's outstanding.
Right. So procedurally, we'll exit this meeting, the board will, and then you sent a separate link?
Yes, that that link was sent yesterday at 11:19 a.m.
Yes.
And it should all be should be in all of your inboxes.
Make sure that you're a full participant. Okay, so for the audience and purposes, the board of directors has just came out of closed session to discuss a compensation packet for our general manager. And our attorney, Stephen O'Neill, can you report any action that took place in closed session, please?
Sure. The board had a discussion in closed session pursuant to Government Code Section 54957 to discuss the general manager's performance. There was no action taken in the closed session, but there was a recommendation out of closed session to amend the general manager's contract as follows. The contract would be for a three-year term beginning July 1, 2020. The current agreement would be, it would be a new agreement to be consistent with the existing agreement, except for the severance provision for termination without cause would be 1 year, and the salary provision would be changed from $265,000 to $280,000. That's the proposal that came out of the closed session, which is before the board if the board chooses to move that new agreement.
Okay.
So move from Director Trevino.
Okay. It's been moved by Trevino and seconded by Dr. Fellow. Now discussion on those on that motion. Director Contreras, did you have a discussion?
Thank you. I'm okay with a compensation. I'm not okay with a severance pay, and I'm not okay with a salary pay. So on those two, no. On the compensation for 3 years, I'm okay with that. So okay. Just let that record reflect that.
Okay. So you're good on the terms of the contract extension. Okay, so hopefully the minutes will reflect that. Is there any other discussion on the motion? If not, then let's take a roll call vote. Start with Director Santana. So Jennifer, your mic's not on. You're muted.
Thank you. Yes, I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. And then Dr. Fellow?
Aye.
And Dr. Trevino?
Aye.
Thank you. And Vice President Al Contreras?
On compensation, yes. Severance and salary, no.
Okay. And then myself is an aye. So it passes 4-1.
4-1/3.
4-1/3. Okay. It's a majority vote. It's a majority vote. It passes. So congratulations, Mr. Love. Thank you, Board, for going through this. I know it wasn't easy. We went through at least three closed session meetings to discuss this item. And overall, the response has been very positive to Mr. Love's performance. And we're happy to have him aboard for another 3 years at least. And congratulations on that.
Thank you very much, Director.
Okay. So as far as the agenda goes, is there any other further action that the board needs to dispense with before we adjourn?
Yeah, Mr. Chavez?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Can I ask that we convene today's meeting in honor of Mr. Kwan, Carol Kwan's father, who died yesterday? Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Okay. So noted, we'll have our clerk of the board take care of that. Any other final comments before we adjourn? If not, thank you for joining us, audience, and thank you, board, for the work that you have done. It'll be a new chapter. Although we do have one more special meeting, Mr. Contreras, you're still going to be on the board for that special meeting in December. So it's not totally goodbye yet. Okay. So with that, I will move to adjourn. And thank you, everyone. Have a good day and a good rest of the week.